Good morning. It is 8:12. Galesburg's Morning News. Knights of Columbus this Wednesday morning. Knox County Senior Health Fair. Joining us to talk more about it, some of those sponsors of the event. First off, 74th District State Representative Dan Swanson. Representative Swanson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning from Seminary Village, Darcy Thorpe. Darcy,
hello.
Good morning. How are you
good
today?
Good morning. Good. Monday.
Representing the F&M Bank and also, of course, the Galesburg Noon Lions, one of the sponsors, Ron Beebe. Ron, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
This is so odd. I usually have you three individually for different reasons. Well, no, not you, Darcy. You're usually with somebody, usually with Todd or whomever. 71st. I'm sorry, Dan. Didn't we have a change in that? Yeah, 71st District. I'm sorry.
Today
it's the 71st.
You're representing some people around here, right? All right. Well, guys, again, thanks so much and welcome. All right. Well, let's talk. I'll start with you, Dan, as one of the sponsors of the Knox County Senior Health Fair. What was kind of the impetus behind the event, number one?
Well, in years past, I've run my own event, Veteran Seniors Fair, and had great success. And then Darcy came up and said, hey, why don't we pair them together? How much
was she nice about it?
She was. She said, you will do this.
You will do it, and you will like it.
Great idea, Darcy. So, you know, with her background and her resources and some of the touch points I have with the state, I think this is going to be one of the best shows we've ever been able to put together here. It's going to be going to be great weather, and it's easy to get to the Knights of Columbus, in and out, same level floor, same, you know, parking's good, and really looking forward to a great show. So my hat's off to Darcy and all the people that are going to be exhibiting here at the show.
Well, Darcy, obviously, kind of an obvious for Seminary Village to be involved in this event.
Well, we used to have our own, too, in a parking lot, and then that COVID hit. And so we have to start getting out again. And so this was the perfect scenario, plus getting the Lions bus. That's where we all started talking about this at our Lions pancake day and trying to get the Lion bus. And then when we finally were able to get it, it's like, let's go for it.
I'm surprised you have time to talk about anything during that event.
That's a busy
So just
day.
A little downtime, I guess. Yeah. Not much. Ron, talk about that and the Lions Club involvement.
Well, like Darcy mentioned, back in February when we had our pancake festival, the Lions of Illinois Foundation has just acquired a new mobile hearing and vision units. And it had become available that their calendar year for that vehicle starts in March. And at that point, I was trying to figure out a way we could get that here because our Lions Club was a major sponsor to fund that vehicle. And Darcy and I started talking, and Representative Swanson was at the same pancake breakfast or lunch, and all of a sudden we all got together and I said, let's put this thing together. And
here it is.
Here it is.
The rest is history, as they say, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about, Darcy, some of the vendors that are going to be there, some of the things that seniors can participate in.
You name it. It's there. There's, there's a travel place from Peoria coming. There's home health. There's the Graham Hospital. Solvera is coming. Hospice companies are coming. There's the police, the Galesburg police are coming, and they're actually, if you bring medications, they'll dispose of those for you. And we wanted to make it interactive, so each vendor has their own, some of them are doing blood pressure checks, others are doing pulse ox. So there's all kinds of things going on. And then, of course, you can get your eyes and ears checked. Representative Swanson has been, I don't know how he did it, but he got... Basically, every state agency is coming. Would you expand
Strong
on that?
Tactics,
yeah,
right?
Sure. Expand on that one.
No, it's great to have the support of the state agencies. You know, as a state representative, I can hear what people need from the state, but to have the state agencies actually there to answer the questions. Secretary of State's going to have his big mobile vehicle there to help people with licensing and other things. And here's a big one, too. If you're short cash, come out and visit the treasurer. Yeah. The treasurer will be there. There's cash available through insurances and things that people haven't collected in the past, maybe because of an address change. So checks are returned or a change in bank accounts. That account's closed. So the treasurer will be there. All you need is simply your provide a name and address and some other information. They'll go in their database to see if there's any cash owed to you from some previous transfers or transactions. So the national level, we've got the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will be there. You know, the caregivers can reach out with the federal VA and find out if there's possibly some help or assistance to help with taking care of a veteran at their home. So a lot of great resources at both the state and national level are going to be at this event. So it's great to have that.
71st District State Representative Dan Swanson with us. Darcy Thorpe from Seminary Village. Ron Beebe representing the Galesburg New Lions Club. The Knox County Senior Health Fair is happening this Wednesday. Nights at Columbus gets underway at 9 o'clock in the morning, goes till about noon. So I guess, Darcy, coming back to you, that it's not – I mean, yes, it's for seniors, but maybe senior caregivers as well, other family members that they're going to find information out as well.
Well, if you have a senior, be there. You'll learn things. Again, another one is – just healthcare power of attorneys. That has drastically changed in the last few years. So there's going to be a representative, Egan's office, attorney Egan will be there answering those questions. So any insurance questions, oh my gosh, insurance and Medicare, Medicaid, come out and there will be somebody that can answer those questions for you.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, Ron. It's like just about anything as a senior or a caregiver or somebody who has a senior in their family, there's going to be something. There's going to be some information that's going to be valuable to them.
There'll be information that's valuable for sure. And expanding the scope of services in the other direction with the Lions Club Mobile Hearing Unit, we also have an infant screening capability where children, I believe it's up through age six, don't quote me on the age, but often are terrified of seeing an ophthalmologist. And this we have a tool that we use that's contactless and can scan an infant from, I believe it's 3 feet away, and check the infant's eyes for possible signs of possible vision problems. So there are events for all ages at this fair.
And there'll be innkeepers there, too.
Ah, well, there you go. There you go. Can't beat that. Knox County Senior Health Fair takes place this Wednesday. We'll talk a little bit more about a quick break. This is Galesburg's Morning News.
This is Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home cooling system cleaned and tuned. With regular seasonal maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will be at lesser risk of expensive repairs. So call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today to ask about our Express Comfort Service membership and get scheduled for your $69 tune-up. Call us at 342-4328. That's 342-4328. Heat.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Maintaining your yard is easy with Greenworks Outdoor Power Equipment. There's no need to mess with oil or gas with a 40-volt cordless push mower. It's powerful, lightweight, and starts instantly with a push of a button. Pick up a Greenworks 40-volt push lawnmower for just $299.99 after 11% off. Good to May 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Tune in for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays at 11 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8:21 Galesburg's Morning News. Knox County Senior Health Fair this Wednesday morning at the Knights of Columbus here in Galesburg. Gets underway at 9 a.m. Lots and lots of different vendors, all kind of different testing that you can do. Or maybe if you just have a question, joining us to talk more about it, 71st District State Representative Dan Swanson, Darcy Thorpe from Seminary Village, and Ron Beebe from the Galesburg Noon Lions. And Dan, you were just making a good point off the air that, you know, there maybe somebody's coming there. Maybe they just, like, I'm not here for the whole fair. I just really have an important question to ask of somebody, whether it's a certain vendor or maybe one of the state agencies there. So, but people, there will be somebody there to help them out. It's like, okay, here's where you need to go.
Right. There'll be someone there that can say, as they walk in, all I want to do is learn about how can I better provide services for my spouse who's a veteran or my spouse who's receiving care at home. And as we just talked here, there will be someone there to direct them. You don't need to visit all 42 vendors. We would encourage that because you might actually find something else out, pick up a piece of paper from that vendor's table. But if you're on a tight time schedule, come in, We'll get you lined up with the person you need to talk to and off on your daily business.
You know, what's interesting, there's a lot about healthcare and everything for seniors and for infants as well, but also with some of the different state agencies you mentioned, like with the Attorney General's office and that, like senior scams and things like that that people go through and, again, questions they may have.
Right. That's a good place to start. If you feel you've been scammed or if you feel that somebody's taken advantage of you financially or otherwise, the Attorney General is a great place to start. And if people call my office, that's usually where I refer them to first is, have you checked with the Attorney General? Here's how you get in contact with them. And the Attorney General's office also has a large amount of information for our veterans, too, on some of the protections they might have in different laws and stuff. So Attorney General's the lawyer for the state and has a vast amount of information available at their disposal.
Well, Darcy, it sounds like a ton of different vendors are going to be there. Are you completely full at this point? Or
if somebody's wanted to miss something, please call me today. Yeah. We'll get you in. I want to mention also the Knox County Health Department is providing vaccines. So they'll have an array of vaccines, flu, pneumonia, COVID, some other stuff. But they'll take your Medicare or Medicaid or if there's a payment. So they'll be set up too.
All right. So lots of great things.
Yeah.
So Ron, talk about with the vehicle that comes, that does all the testing for the Lions Club. Are there multiple vehicles Lions Club have? Is this a state vehicle or what?
This is a state vehicle. The Lions of Illinois Foundation, has this vehicle. And I believe they have more than one, but I'm not 100% sure of that, that go around the state, downstate, Chicago area, and they're scheduled based upon the desires of individual Lions clubs that want to bring the vehicle into their area. The vehicle itself has three functions. One function is vision, and what happens is there's a camera. A trained camera operator will take a picture of the client's retina. That picture will be scanned by an ophthalmologist in the Chicago area, and the results of that scan will be sent back to the patient. And things like this have identified high blood pressure that hasn't been noticed before, macular degeneration, early stages of diabetic retinopathy, and various other diseases that don't get manifest early or don't get manifest until much later in the progression of the disease. This is an early way to diagnose the possibility that you might have this disease present. But they have that. There's also a hearing screening unit manned by trained volunteers that will test your level of hearing. And then the infant screening that I mentioned earlier.
And this is all free testing.
Absolutely free.
Yeah, and same, I guess, with everything else going on, the different testing, everything.
And everything, a lot of goodies, too. We're handing out bags. I mean, if you've been to fairs before, you'll get chip clips, you'll get pens.
Can never have enough chip clips,
no,
right?
Or those bottle opener things,
absolutely. You know, that's what I talked about Saturday and from previous shows. The way I measure success is when all the vendors, when there's downtime, they're networking.
Yeah.
Trying to define if we have a gap in services, or a lot of times here, well, I didn't know you offered that service. Well, yeah, we offer that. Mm-hmm. Well, now I know who to send people to. So that's a major win. And then I said, I also believe it's a major win when you see people leaving the building with a bag full of information.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
not maybe, just the goodies, right?
Right. Exactly, the bag of information. Yeah. Don't be afraid to take that paper from that. You know, the handouts that are being offered, because take that home and read it. You may not have time to read it right there, and you may come home and have more questions than you went there with. But that paper most likely will have an address or a phone number or email address you can reach back to.
Ron, I know during the Lions Pancake Festival, you take donations of used eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. Will that be something that people can do also on Wednesday?
Yes,
absolutely. We'll have a collection area for used eyeglasses and also for used hearing aids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that, again, Wednesday, the Knox County Senior Health Fair. It's happening at the Knights of Columbus, 9 to noon on Wednesday, and there will be all kind of vendors there. And again, If you think you want to be part of this event as a vendor,
yeah.
Contact Darcy at Seminary
just
Village.
Call Seminary Village.
Yeah. Well, Dan, anything else that you'd like to add?
Just one thing to add is I know my name's on the papers and I've been a part of all the publicity, but this is also being sponsored by Representative Hammond mm-hmm. and Representative Weaver because we all represent Knox County.
Yeah.
They've been a part of the advertising and publicity campaign behind this. We all intended to be there Wednesday, but we've got a calling to come back to Springfield to do work on this thing called a budget, which you
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I hope to be able to swing by quickly in suit coat and all and then head to Springfield from there.
All right, Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Darcy, anything else you'd like to add?
Just please come out. We're excited. It's finally where we've been living under that COVID cloud for too long, and I think that's kind of why we have so many vendors also, is everybody's ready to get out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ron, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I just encourage everybody to show up. Come check it out. Check all the vendors out and become more aware of health issues your seniors are experiencing or you might experience in the not too distant future.
Parents.
And it's here in Galesburg.
And it's here in Galesburg.
Yeah, community services.
It's here. You don't have to go to Chicago or someplace.
Exactly. Meet the people who have the businesses across the street from you that provide these services.
Absolutely.
All right. The Knox County Senior Health Fair, again, this Wednesday, 9 to noon at the Knights of Columbus on the East Fremont Street here in Galesburg. Guys, thank you again so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.